accession number 19045, reel 2.
Mrs. Yapkowska, reel 2. You were just telling me how you found out that your husband had reached the Middle East.
Yes. Then, knowing that he was safe, I went to see my parents in the country. They also evacuated but came back, of course. And it was last time I have seen my father. And then I went to see my husband's friends. German very soon started some arrangement for Jewish to wear some marks. They had to walk through the middle of the street and bow to Germans. I went to see them and asked them that if they are in any difficulties, I'm quite willing to help them. They were not young people, very nice, and they were very depressed. Quite soon, some western part of the country was annexed to Germany. And, of course, people had to move. They wanted only laborers or farmers who were manual workers. They were needed. So Warsaw became dense with additional amount of people. Place where my parents lived, it was still in the center of Poland, but it was also annexed to Germany. It wasn't easy to visit them. But eventually, I decided to join resistance. I met my friend who was working in the same establishment where my husband was. And she knew of some people, and eventually a young man came to that place. I met him, and he came to my flat. He looked around and he said, "Yes, that will be suitable for archives of maps and plans and letters, everything to do with transportation." And on the date agreed, someone rang the bell and asked, "Is here a wardrobe which must be repaired?" That was prepared. They were prepared words. He entered and he It was modern flat in very modern house. And where they were built-in wardrobes, he took out bottom of the cupboard. He got rid of packaging and some other things, not too hard. And then he put the bottom of the cupboard with a one piece which one could move out and in. And there was quite a lot of space, quite a lot of space in a bedroom and in and near kitchen to put documents. And I was meeting 3 times a week a person at an arranged place. And he or she, because people were changing, were bringing the papers. At first, it was in a place which was not crowded, so we could meet easily. And then in a crowded place, and the people were changing also. And my hiding places become full, or almost full. Quite often there were demands to bring. I was told how to keep. And once a month I had to write what I have. I typed it.
A list?
A list.
What was the address of your flat?
I lived, it was Tamka 5, but entrance from side street, Smulikowskiego. It was near, not far from the Vistula. It was nice part, and not far from the center.
Which year did your flat start to be used by the resistance? Which year?
I think 1941. But soon my mother received an order to vacate the house. My brother, who was in anti-aircraft unit in Warsaw, and he shot down the German plane, and he was he became an officer. He was taken to the prisoners of war camp. My father was arrested and was taken to Germany. My mother and my younger sister came to stay with me. I didn't want them to know anything about my work, because my mother would be, I thought, perhaps a little bit nervous. So those lists of items I had to type during the night, which was a little bit nervous thing to do, city was so quiet that typing, I thought one could hear on the street, but no one came to me, and everything went well. Germans were trying to catch innocent people on the street. Some sort of hunting to fill the camps. So on that day, we were told we must not bring anything to the city. But on two occasions, in my place was a meeting of officers, top officers of resistance. Then one had to leave the flat for whole day. They would come there to cook, someone to cook the meal. Everything was done. Their second meeting on my flat was when my mother was already in, and that place was very important for meeting. So I explained it to my mother that I was told that people will be catching, Germans will be catching people, it would be easier if they went away. So they did, and the meeting was there on as planned. And eventually, those things worked quite well. And eventually, my mother, in 1945, I decided as Russian planes were coming over Warsaw to rent the room for my mother and my sister in the country, just for the summer.
In 1945 or 44?
44. And that was the time when someone telephoned me that about the rising, Warsaw rising. My friend, or my mother's friend before that, asked me if people who will run canteen during Warsaw rising, could they come to me, to my flat, to wait. So of course they did come, and they sat looking at the street if there are passers-by still, and I went to my friend who lived not very far to tell him about Warsaw Rising. He wasn't informed by his links. Everyone belonged to resistance, or almost everyone. So he learned about it, and he rushed to be in a factory in the western part of Warsaw. Well, I came back, and they went to the place of canteen. And of course, life has changed completely. It was at first, that part, very quiet. I started to collect amount of newspapers made, printed during that part of.
Why? Why did you collect?
And then to give people newspapers done by resistance about what's going on. And that was very, we were not allowed to have radio. We had to give up at the very beginning of the war all radios. So that was important. I went to the hospital and said that I am strong and young, you can have my blood if you want. And they called me the man who had before two operations. He was badly wounded. And I said, yes, I was waiting for it. They done on the spot. This wounded man asked me, did I had to come? I said, no, I wanted. I was waiting for that occasion very much. And I could see on his face how pleased he was. Eventually, when other parts of Warsaw were taken over by Germans, and Germans started to bombard it from plane, which was so easy for them at low height, my flat became non-existent.
It was destroyed?
Yes, it was destroyed. And a man who was very good in his work in the army resistance was wounded. I decided to move to the center of Warsaw. But before that, I took the young man who was on that day wounded in his arm, and he was after the operation, soon after the operation. He could walk. I had to support him. And I have taken him to the center of Warsaw. Later, much later, I was told that when Germans came, they went to this hospital. They asked nurses and a priest to get out. There were very few wounded people there. All, if it was possible, were evacuated. And eventually, sisters went and they just killed that priest and those few wounded people, men.
Which hospital was this?
That was small place, very near of my flat. Very near from my flat. There were officers, and they arranged hospital during the war. During the war's raging. I think even then I had some work to do. At the end, my mother-in-law became ill, and the doctor advised me to find red wine for her. And I managed the way of exchange. I gave a box of sardines and got red wine for my mother-in-law. And then it came day when it was the end of activities and we had to leave this terribly bombarded city. My colleagues were to go in the unit to Germans to camp. I decided I have to go on my own, alone, so I will be able to look after my mother. And how to arrange. Crowd of people were leaving in the morning. So I decided to go during the evening or late afternoon. So my sister-in-law asked me to take any of items which would be useful to me. And eventually she gave me very good waterproofing cape. She was a very kind person. And I went alone through wide Aleje Jerozolimske route to Warsaw West Station. Those last few weeks I slept in my cousin's flat, which was near my husband's work, where I could have, everyone could have a food. And from her flat, I have taken some cigarettes and a bottle of I think, whiskey. I came to the station and a gendarme approached me. First of all, coming to end of this wide street, very empty, when I came to an officer, he raised his hand with finger up, very surprised that there is person absolutely alone coming out. But on the station, a gendarme who came to me, I give him some good cigarettes and told him that my mother is very ill. And he looked at me and said, wait here, wait here. So I did, and he came with a tall German with red hat. He was a master of that station, and he was shouting. And he asked me to follow him, which I did. There was no other way. And I have noticed that train full of refugees who must have come hours earlier were still on the station. So I thought I have lost and went to the first carriage. But he quickly started shouting, no, 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 and asked me to follow him. And he opened doors from another carriage and they banged the doors with fury, and people all were looking at me very surprised. How much did you pay him? I said, I did not. Well, this carriage is bribed. When we will come to the station, were a scamp for selecting people to work or in Germany, or if no good, to remain in Poland. But we have to have doors closed, pretending that it is already empty. Yes, when we stopped at this station, which was the first stop from Warsaw, and train had to wait long time because people were wounded, some on the stretchers, and eventually, after a very long time waiting, we went to the